Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now for Monday, May 25th. Happy Memorial Day, everyone, and a big shout out and thank you to all of our veterans from here at Eastern Sierra Now. Thank you for your service. As I said, today is Memorial Day, a day to remember and honor the men and women who gave their lives in service to this country. So as we enjoy the long weekend, the parks, the parades, the barbecues, and time with family, let's also take a moment to remember why this day matters. Coming up today, national parks are offering free entrance. The Northern Inyo Hospital Auxiliary is celebrating another year of service. The City of Bishop is hiring a city clerk and looking to fill a planning commission vacancy. Bishop Youth Football and Cheer signups continue. Inyo County Libraries are preparing to offer blood pressure and monitoring resources. Mammoth Lakes Police Explorers are holding an open house. Bodie is looking for classic cars. Shady Rest Park closures are coming for fuels reduction work. Election reminders are ahead for Inyo County voters. Senator Marie Alvarado Gill's rural bills are moving forward. And we'll have traffic, sports, and your community calendar. Today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast is sponsored by the Committee to Elect Dana Crome, Inyo County Superior Court Judge. Dana Crome is running for Inyo County Superior Court Judge with a focus on competent, fair, and impartial justice for everyone in Inyo County. With more than 35 years of legal experience across criminal and civil law, deep community ties, and a record of leadership and professionalism, Dana Crome says she is ready to serve Inyo County on the Superior Court bench. Learn more at electdanacromejudge.com. Ad paid for by the Committee to Elect Dana Crome Superior Court Judge 2026. All right, let's get into it. Here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. Add an extra day to your long weekend and take advantage of a free entrance day at your national parks. Today is free entrance day at all National Park Service sites. Stop by Yosemite, Death Valley, or Manzanar and soak up what makes America so special. The Northern Inyo Hospital Auxiliary installed its 2627 officers during a special ceremony held May 13th, celebrating another year of volunteer service, community generosity, and support for patient care across the Eastern Sierra. The Auxiliary represents the very best of community service, Northern Inyo Healthcare's District CEO Christian Wallace said. For decades, these volunteers have quietly and consistently helped strengthen area healthcare. Their dedication has touched nearly every corner of our hospital and continues to make a meaningful difference for everyone who visits NIHD. Together, auxiliary volunteers contributed 6,882 hours during the 2025-26 year, bringing the organization's cumulative volunteer service total to 316,918 hours since May of 1988. During that time, the auxiliary raised approximately $833,000 to support patient care and hospital services. Among the many purchases made during the last 5 years are a slit lamp and rapid infuser for the emergency department, bassinets with cardio monitors for Inyo and Mono County's only labor and delivery department, an ultrasound machine for the anesthesiology team, a treadmill for physical therapy, and the Steris Clarity system used by the surgical team. The auxiliary raises funds through donations, community events, and hands-on projects, including operation of the Northern Inyo Hospital gift shop and the organization's annual holiday craft boutique, scheduled this year for Saturday, November 7th. Located in Northern Inyo Hospital's main lobby, the gift shop is currently open Tuesday through Thursday from noon to 4 p.m. Auxiliary President Karen Benson said that the auxiliary hopes to expand gift shop hours in the future, but additional volunteers are needed. Membership is open to anyone interested in giving back to the community and supporting healthcare close to home. Volunteers of all ages and backgrounds are welcome, and no special experience is required. To learn more about joining the Northern Inyo Hospital Auxiliary, stop by the gift shop or contact Benson at 760-872-1495 or 818-438-0691. Man, what a great Mule Days parade and Mule Days celebration we had. We still have it going on today. As soon as everything's over, we'll get a roundup. Yours truly was announcing all over the place. So was our very own Sonia. Very fun time. Can't wait to tell you about all the Mule Days action later in this week when we get all of the numbers and hear from all the amazing people that made the 56th annual Mule Days celebration happen. Let's get into some more news. City of Bishop is hiring a city clerk, a key position at the heart of local government operations. If you're organized, detail-driven, and ready to make an impact, this could be your next move. Competitive annual salary ranges from $87,936 to $106,380, depending on experience. Benefits include strong CalPERS retirement options to 90% health coverage and 100% dental and vision, retiree health benefits, generous leave, and holidays and other perks. The application deadline is May 27th. That's coming up at 4 p.m. For questions, please contact Jana Curie at 760-873-5863, extension 122, or J Curie, that's J-C-U-R-R-I-E, at cityofbishop.ca.gov. The city is also looking to fill a vacancy on the Planning Commission. One seat will expire in July of 26. Anyone interested in serving on this commission may contact Bishop City Hall at 873-5863, extension 124. Applications and descriptions of duties and responsibilities of the commission are available at City Hall or on the city's website at cityofbishop.ca.gov. Applications will be accepted until 4 p.m. on Friday, June 5th. Signups for Bishop Youth Football and Cheer are still open until June 1st. Participation is open for ages 6 through 14, currently in 7th grade or younger. All protective gear is provided, including helmet pads, football pants, and personalized jerseys. Sign up today and pay when the season starts. To register, visit sjvfootball.com. Beginning June 1st, patrons who visit their local branch of the Inyo County Free Library will be able to check their blood pressure and manage a major risk factor for heart attack and stroke. These resources will be available as part of Libraries with Heart from the American Heart Association. Library card holders will also have the option to borrow blood pressure monitoring kits for at-home measurement, like the same way they check out a book. High blood pressure is known to be a major health threat, and now members of our community can find tools at their local library to help them manage their heart health. In addition to blood pressure cuffs, each branch of the library will also provide American Heart Association information on how to properly measure blood pressure at home, an explanation of what blood pressure numbers mean, and a contact list of care providers who will provide follow-up care to anyone who needs it. Join the Mammoth Lakes Police Department Explorers. The Mammoth Lakes Police Department is hosting an MLPD MCSO Explorer Post 7880 open house for interested youth and their families on Wednesday, June 10th from 5 to 8 p.m. at 58 Thompson's Way in Mammoth Lakes. Are you between the ages of 14 and 20 and looking for an exciting way to build leadership skills, serve your community, and explore a career in law enforcement? Join the department for their open house and see what Explorer Post 7880 is all about. What to expect? Meet explorers and officers from the Eastern Sierra law enforcement agencies. See equipment and demonstrations. Learn about training and activities. Explore career opportunities. Build confidence in leadership. Enjoy food and giveaways. To join the Explorers program, you must be 14 to 20 years old, maintain a 2.0 GPA, be interested in law enforcement, have no criminal convictions, and be free from drug and alcohol use. Questions? Contact MLPD at 760-965-3700. Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't ever find it? You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah, us too. That's why Eastern Sierra now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather? There. Local events? Also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra Now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse. Look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list, and if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good, really good. Eastern Sierra Now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events. Calling all owners of classic cars and horseless carriages of the 1910s and 1920s, the Bodie Foundation would love for you to visit Bodie with your car during their FOB Fest on August 8th. If interested, please reach out to Shannon at bodiefoundation.org. Shea U.S. Park and Sawmill Road in Mammoth Lakes will be affected by fuels reduction work beginning Monday, June 1st, as part of the Eastern Sierra Climate and Communities Resilience Project. Between June 1st to 19, Shady Rest Park West will be closed between Shady Rest Skate Park and Shady Rest Volleyball Courts Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. This includes Shady Rest Skate Park, soccer fields 1 and 2, the playground and restrooms, the picnic shelter, sand volleyball courts, basketball court, disc golf court, and park and associated parking. Shady Rest Ball Fields 1, 2, and 3 and the Shady Rest Ball Fields restroom will remain open through this closure. The paved portion of Sawmill Cutoff will be closed from the old Shady Rest campground entrance during this time. There'll be no access to Shady Rest Park via this road. Access to Shady Rest Park will be through the unpaved portion of Sawmill Road near the junction of US 395 and State Route 203. Additionally, from June 1st to August 15th, the Shady Rest Disc Golf Park and Shady Rest Multi-Use Path will be closed at all times. Additional closures will occur later in the summer. As we approach the June 2nd primary election, Inyo County Elections encourages strong voter participation. While state and federal contests will continue to the November general election, most of our local contests will be decided in June. This includes the two separate Superior Court judge contests and the County Supervisor District 1 contest. For County Supervisor District 3, where three candidates are running, the contest will advance to the general election unless one candidate receives more than 50% of the total votes cast. Every eligible voter will receive a ballot by mail, and in-person voting options will also be available. Your voice shapes Inyo County's leadership. If you miss the voter registration deadline to receive a ballot by mail for the June 2nd election, there's still time to vote. Voters may vote conditionally or provisionally with same-day voter registration. This option is available from May 19th to June 2nd at the Inyo County Elections Office and at any Inyo County voting location on Election Day from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. For more information, visit the Inyo County Elections website or contact their office. Senator Marie Alvarado Gill has announced that three of her priority bills have passed the Senate unanimously, delivering significant victories for rural communities across Senate District 4. I'm extremely proud that the California Senate has unanimously passed all three of these bills in the same day, said Senator Alvarado Gill. This is a powerful message that rural Californians will no longer be an afterthought. SB 1109 will crack down on bad actors operating short-term residential therapeutic programs in small rural counties by requiring annual licensing reviews for facilities with repeated serious safety violations. This measure protects vulnerable youth while giving rural counties the tools they need to prevent facilities from operating without proper local oversight and support. SB 1293 requires Caltrans to provide advanced written notice to residents and businesses within 5 miles of major highway construction projects in counties with 60,000 residents or fewer. This common sense reform ends the practice of blindsiding rural families and small businesses with unexpected long-term road closures that devastate local economies. I hear that. SB 1382 mandates that Caltrans notify local officials by April 1st each year of its planning schedule for opening mountain passes and developing a public outreach plan. This bill brings much-needed predictability and transparency to mountain communities that depend on these critical transportation corridors. The three bills now move to the Assembly for consideration. Onto the roads. On the northbound lanes of US 395 and Bishop, the outside lane and shoulder remain closed from the Bishop Creek Bridge to Barlow Lane. Work is still paused today throughout Memorial Day weekend. Crews will return to work on Wednesday and close Rocking W Drive for 24 hours. These shoulders in both directions will intermittently close from Tusu Lane to CV Lane. All driveways remain accessible during construction. Bridge work over Bishop Creek will continue through the end of May. The speed limit within the work area is 25 miles per hour. Work is scheduled Tuesday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Work on the Bishop pavement project is paused until May 30th, and all lanes are open between J Street and CV Lane during this time. When crews return to work, the southbound outside lane and sidewalk of US 395 between Academy and Line Street will close. The speed limit is reduced to 35 miles per hour from CV to Y Road. Work is scheduled Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. We'll be right back. Emaka is holding its reoccurring food distribution in Bishop on Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Tri-County Fairgrounds. Service is free. You can sign up online at imaka.net and designate someone to pick up the food if you're unable to. Other food distributions will take place in Mono County on Thursday, in Walker at the Senior Center from 10 a.m. to 10:45 a.m., and in Bridgeport at the Community Center from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. The Sierra Nevada Aquatic Research Laboratory Seminar Series continues Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. with a presentation on natural history in the Mono Lake Basin. The free seminar will be held at the Snarl Facilities Page Center in Mammoth. Young people are encouraged to attend, and well-behaved children, they're welcome too. The Bishop Chamber of Commerce and Inyo Council for the Arts are presenting a free art show and mixer on Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. at the ICA Gallery. The show will feature Inyo County students' art murals, food, and drink will be offered. Mammoth Lakes Tourism and the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce are hosting Community Coffee on Thursday, 8:30 a.m. over Zoom. This month's theme is the town's upcoming 4th of July celebration, and the featured coffee shop is Black Velvet. Visit the Mammoth Chamber Events calendar online for the Zoom link. The farm-to-table market returns this week on Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Bishop United Methodist Church, presented by Eastern Sierra Farm Fresh, and the market is free and features food, local makers, live music, and more. You had me at food. The Inyo County Free Library will be hosting a presentation on blood pressure awareness at the Independence American Legion Hall Thursday, 6 p.m. Personnel from Mammoth Hospital and Inyo County Health and Human Services will provide information on monitoring blood pressure, heart-healthy diets, and county resources. The library encourages the community to attend. And that's your Eastern Sierra Now News update for Monday, May 25th, Memorial Day. Thanks for spending part of your day with us, and thank you to all who have served, all who are serving, and especially to those who never made it home. Thank you for your service. And thank you again to the committee to elect Dana Crome, Inyo County Superior Court Judge, for sponsoring today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast. We'll keep bringing you Eastern Sierra Now news on KIBS KBOV every weekday at 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. For the stories, updates, and local happenings between broadcasts, check out EasternSierraNow.com. Download the mobile app. Follow us on social media. Subscribe on YouTube for local video news, interviews, entertainment, and shows like Just a Minute. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a safe and meaningful Memorial Day. Drive carefully, and remember, today's a good day to enjoy the freedom, but an even better day to remember the costs.